as we stand together, let's pray. Heavenly Father, come by the power of your Spirit and speak to us, that we would know you are here. You'll never leave us, and because of your love, you long for us to grow closer to you. Amen. Do please take your seats. I'd like to know what is the most significant encounter you've ever had. Who's met someone extraordinarily important? Walter, you've met the Queen. Wow. Was that just you got to shake her hand? Not quite. If you had have done, Walter, what would you have said to her? Wow. But just imagine, I bet that experience of nearly meeting her was life-changing. You'll never forget it, will you? I bet you won't. Anyone else met someone really, really significant? Grace, who's the most important person you've ever met? Not sure. What about the leader of the council or the mayor? You met them? No? Who's met? You met anyone important? Have you met anyone important? Tom, you're looking like you might have done. Who? Prince Charles, personally. Wow. And what did he say to you? Wow. Maybe not the question, but I bet you'll never forget meeting him. Okay. Quite extraordinary. And do you know, that story that the children just read to us was about an extraordinary encounter. It didn't begin like that. It began with Paul and Silas arrested and dumped into prison. Then we saw the jailer, and his job was just to make sure that they stayed in prison. We don't know much about him, but we know that was his job. And then, during the night, what happened? Niall, what happened during the night? You read part of the story. Gonna have to ask someone. Callum, do you remember what happened during the night? Well done. Callum's spot on. During the night, there was a huge earthquake, so big that the foundation shook, the locks on the doors broke open, and even the chains that were around Paul and Silas's feet just fell off. If that had been you, I wonder what you would have done. Made a break for it? But they didn't. All they did was sit together with the other prisoners and pray and worship. That was quite extraordinary. But now I want you to put yourself in the shoes of the prison guard. If you'd been the guard and your job was to keep them all locked up, and now the doors broke open and their chains fell off, how would you feel? Scared. Is that all? Terrified. And what the story said happened was that it was so bad, so frightening, the jailer thought that they'd all escaped. And imagine the jailer going to the governor in the morning and saying, Sir, I've got something to tell you. You know all those prisoners? Well, they're gone. Because that was what he thought. And he was so anxious about it that he was ready to take his own swords and kill himself. That was how bad he felt. Until he looked around to where they were and saw all the prisoners still there. And then he knew that something extraordinary had happened. He knew that something unforgettable had happened to them. He knew that what Paul and Silas had was special. And he asked them a simple question. What do I have to do to be saved? He was still frightened, but he could see that they weren't. And so he asked them, what do I have to do to be saved? And they came up with the simplest of answers. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. He wanted some of what they had. And they said to him, all you need to do is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And today, the question still gives us the same answer. If you would like some of the faith and excitement and joy that Paul and Silas had in prison, even when things were bad for them, they still knew God's love. If you would like to be like that, you still can. And if you were to say to them today, what do I have to do? The answer is still the same. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. We heard earlier about two of our church family who have met someone utterly unforgettable. I bet that experience that night in that jail was utterly unforgettable. It changed his life forever. And it changed the life of his family. Today, Jesus can change our lives if only we put our trust in him.